This is a Rio Grande Guardian International News Service report on education.
You know, higher ed has always been very important. So what I've been doing since I've been a member of the appropriations, I've added literally hundreds of millions of dollars into developing Hispanic-serving institutions, you know, which serves, UTRGV and helps South Texas College and helps so many universities in Texas and colleges across the country. So that is one thing I have focused on, is put monies in there. But on top of that, I went through the appropriations and I did something that has not been done before, and I started this years ago, and that is making sure that every appropriation bill, if they do research, that they also set up, they include Hispanic serving institutions. What I did is, like, for example, I went into the Department of Defense, I went into Ag, I went into that, and a lot of them, I guess it was done years ago, they had put historically black colleges that would get those funding, and it would say another institution. So I went there and I specifically added in every appropriation bill where there was monies that would be given to higher ed, Department of Defense, Ag, et cetera, et cetera. I added language there to make sure that monies would also go not only to historically black colleges, but also to Hispanic serving institutions. So that opened up the door for a lot of research dollars from agencies that might have not been there in the past, number one. Number two, I also, at the National Science Foundation, there was a program that was set up for historically black colleges. So when I try to add the language, the director called me up and said, oh, we can't do this and all that. I said, why can't we have the same type of funding for historically black colleges for Hispanic-serving institutions? And, you know, she basically, at that time, she told me, no, we can't do that because, you know, Hispanics are not monolithic. You know, you got Mexican-American, Puerto Rican, Cubans, and I said, it doesn't matter. So they resisted for a while, but we finally got it done. And so now at the National Science Foundation, there's a fund for Hispanic serving institutions. It took me a year or so to get it done, but I got it done, number one. Number two, one of the things that we have done also is to not only Hispanic serving institutions, but I went into programs that that will help all students. For example, monies that we added for promoting post-baccalaureate opportunities for Hispanic Americans programs. You know, we've been trying to increase that funding every year. Monies for the Pell Grants, you know, I think the maximum right now is $7,395, and we've been protecting that because, as you know, our Republican friends wanted to cut. They really wanted to cut $130 billion, which means that the Pell Grants would have been taken away. I worked with Tom Cole, Republican from Oklahoma. Now he'll be probably the new chair of the appropriations that now that Kay is stepping down. And we went through that and we added money. We added money we put back the Summer Grant. Pell Grant, as you know, they had taken it away and we put it back. So now there's Pell Grants, not only for the regular year, but for the summer Pell Grants. And that was something that I helped put back with Tom Cole. We've been, you can see, $1.2 billion. You know, we've been protecting the federal TRIO program. The TRIO program is one that, you know, in my district alone, they've gotten $1.37 million that we know of to help over 695 students so they can get students from disadvantaged communities to go to higher ed. We've added $388 million for Gear Up. As you know, that's another one to help low-income students go and do well in college. And I know that because I know a lot of people in Laredo that had gone through that. I didn't go through that, but I, you know, when I was in college, people would talk about this. And again, money for camp. Special programs for micro students, the high school equivalence program, you know, help HEP also. We added money to Child Care Act. access means. Parents in school to help them, they're the ones that need help. And then added other programs, and I can go on and on and on and on, including the Federal Work Study Program at $1.2 billion, because that one, I went through that. I did the Federal Work Study Program when I was at the college, and it was important to me. And then finally, this has nothing to do with the federal, but it's still, if you look at House Bill 713, that is the creation of the Texas Grant, which is the largest scholarship in Texas history. And I was the author of that when I was chairman of Budget Appropriations for Public and Higher Ed. So financial aid has been very important to me since I was at the state level and certainly at the